last time we spoke to you, you furiously denied the rumours you'd been drinking, you were back on the drink, you were back on the kebabs, but that's not the case this week, is it?
This week I've not had a drink, but I had two nights of drinks last week, yeah.
And also a kebab.
And a kebab, yeah.
You feel you let yourself down, having been so passionately defending the fact that you had a bit of kebab and a bit of lager, to have had a gallon and a full kebab this week?
No, because I haven't let myself down. It was something that just happened. So I haven't let myself down at all, have I? It wasn't planned. It wasn't something I thought, right, I'm going to have a kebab tonight. It just happened.
We've actually quite embraced the fact that you're back on the lager and enjoying the odd kebab. And me and, by the way, have come up with a bit of a plan for you.
So we thought we'd turn this into the Big Paul Harrison Weight Gain Podcast, and we'd see how much weight you could put on in a week going to 5 all-you-can-eat buffets.
Well, initially, I think it's a great idea, and I've never been happier. But you might not want to hear this, but you have changed the way I think about things, so it's not something that appeals to me, really.
Pal, you've put on 12 kilos. We've just been looking at a lovely photo of you back in August 2012 where you look like a normal human being. And since then, you've managed to put on 2.5 stone.
That's 12 kilos in 2.5 stone, is it? Is it? Okay. Well, that's just normality, isn't it? That's just something that happens over time, isn't it? It's just because I've not been dieting as much.
At what weight do you think you're at your happiest?
Where I am now.
105.
Well, it's unrealistic to be 90, 92. Everyone said when I was at that weight, oh, you don't look good. You should put a bit of weight back on.
So you didn't look good. No one said you didn't look good.
You go and ask Fish or Bev, people like that in the ticket office, what they said at the time.
If anyone doesn't think Booney looked good at 92 kg and we'll put a photo on, comment on this podcast.
Not didn't look good, but you can go too far, can't you? So, you know, there's a balance in between. So I think I'm overweight at the moment, but I don't think...
When you were 92, you looked like an overweight person. You didn't look like you walked out the fucking Auschwitz, did you?
Look, let's just agree to differ, shall we? We did it. I can do it again. It's just in my mind, isn't it?
The way I see it, you're 105 kilos. You've got two options. We can either gain some so you can then lose it again, or lose some so you can enjoy gaining it again.
Well, I think after Matthew McConaughey has been in the press all this last few weeks, I think I'm going to take a leaf out of his book, lose 40 pounds for a film. I'm glad he's back. And then put it back on for other films. So it was different roles, wasn't it?
Finally, let's just remind people that the Big Paul Harrison podcast, Twitter account, Facebook is just a bit of fun. And sometimes it's not necessarily the views of you personally.
It certainly is not the view of me personally.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is, yes. But most of the time, it is just a bit of fun. And it's ghostwritten most of the time, and it isn't by me.
What do you think about Bag of Slag in 5 seconds?
I don't agree with it at all. But
are you going?
It's the old angel. Now I'm working.